3, 2, 1.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Hey guys, this is Chef Rich Rosendale. You know I always have a hunger for food, inspiration, and adventure. Well, this podcast is dedicated to our journey around the world, meeting interesting people, tasting delicious food, and experiencing new adventures around every corner. It's not just for chefs, but for food enthusiasts, entrepreneurs, and modern-day adventurers. Just because you're wondering doesn't mean you're lost. Let's dig in. Hey, podcast. How's everyone doing? I know everybody's getting excited, getting ready to dive into the new decade, 2020. Unbelievable. Kind of hard to believe it's even here. Well, I figured this would be a good time to start off with a talk that I did a couple of years ago at a TEDx conference in Lewisburg. And it's about really getting the most out of your life. It's called You're Running Out of Runway. And I hope that some of the principles that I talk about will resonate with you. I know that for me, it still applies today, so here we go. Let's go. So first off, I just want to kind of show hands. Who likes to fly? Who's afraid of flying? Okay, we got several that went up. Probably a few people were probably a little shy about putting their hand up, but I think it's common knowledge that a lot of people are afraid to fly. My wife is one of them. I mean, I know a few times she'll grab onto my hand whenever we're getting ready for takeoff, and I think we all kind of have a little bit of anxiety about that. Why is that? Well, everyone knows. I mean, it's the turbulence one can expect to encounter whenever you're in the air. It's the possibility that something may go wrong. You know, it's much safer down here on the ground, and if I don't have to fly, I'm not going to do it. But then why do we do it? Why do we fly? Well, it's necessary in order to get to a destination. Right? That's why we fly. Can you imagine a world where we didn't fly, we all would stay put in our own little areas? It would be a completely different world. Now, the runway. What is the runway? The runway is basically, you know, your life and your goals and your dreams and your ambitions. And the runway is the window of time that you have in your life to actually achieve those. You know, we're not talking about, you know, the day we leave this earth. We're talking about the opportunity, the snapshot in your life that you have to accomplish something that's meaningful to you. And, you know, I brought with me today I grabbed this as I was going out the door, and this is a bench I made back in 1988 in September in shop class. Well, young Rich Rosendale at that time had images of wanting to be a chef someday. I was dating a lovely girl, Laura, at the time, who now is my wife. We've been together for 20 years. And I had goals and ambitions and dreams, things that were important to me at that time in my life, things I knew that someday I wanted to do. Today, this sits in my house, and my little boy, Liam, will prop himself up on it and kind of look around. He's one year old. My son, Lawrence, he'll pull this little airplane out and he'll fly it around the house and then he'll land it on this little bench. So, why did I bring that? I brought that because at that time, that was what was important to me. And your goals and your ambitions, I almost don't even like to use the word goals. I almost like to use the word, you know, your dreams, your aspirations. What's important to you now? We're not talking about someday I want to be president or someday I want to play in the NFL. You know, maybe that is for some, but this is really more applicable and fundamental for all of you every single day, because what's really more meaningful are the things that are important to you today. Maybe it's something like, I want to take my grandson to the Grand Canyon, or I want to restore that old car. I want to get a degree. Whatever it is, it's meaningful and it's important because it matters to you. Now, we're running out of runway. You're running out of runway. Every single day that goes by, that window of time, that snapshot of your life is getting shorter and shorter to achieve what's important to you now, okay? So, everybody understands that's what the runway is, right? It's our goals, ambitions, what we want to achieve, and the, that little snapshot of time you have to actually do them. So my runway, you know, recently, I resigned from a very prestigious position in the chef industry. Many of my peers, people from the outside looking in, say, man, Rich, what are you, crazy? You know, you got prestigious position, a lot of responsibility, you know, great compensation, you know, it's the pinnacle of one's career. Well, for me, you know, I would reply and say, I'm running out of runway. You know, I have some other things that are meaningful to me that may not be evident to the people around you. The last 14 days, I've spent most of the time with my little boys because I know that opportunity will go by in a blink of an eye. I have other things, personal ambitions, things that I want to achieve. But at this time in my life, that's what's important to me. That's my runway. So the thing is that all of you have to think about what is it that's important to you and what is it that you want to achieve. Okay, now, we're going to kind of now zip into hockey. You're saying, okay, where is he going? Where's the chef going with this? I'm going to make a point here. I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, Uniontown, PA. Actually, used to play ice hockey. And at the time, there was always the raging debate of who was the better hockey player, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, or the magnificent Mario Lemieux. At least that debate existed in Pittsburgh. I don't know what the rest of the country felt about it, but from Pittsburgh being, I'll tell you, Mario was our star. But in my kitchens over the years, I would always find it compelling and inspirational to put up little messages around the kitchen randomly, so people would think, that just said certain things that were thought-provoking. You know, maybe one quote may be by Benjamin Franklin, another one may be from Zig Ziglar, another one, believe it or not, was from Wayne Gretzky. And he said in that quote, it says, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." Think about that. You miss 100% of the shots that you never take. So now, imagine it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and game's tied at 3, minutes to spare, and your star player is racing down the ice, just him and the goalie, right? And as he approaches the net, he doesn't have the right shot, so he decides he's not going to take the shot. Can you imagine for years to come reflecting on that moment that he didn't take the shot because the conditions weren't perfect? Well, you know, your life is like that. You know, if we're waiting to take flight for when the conditions are going to be ideal for flying or when you're going to have the perfect shot, it's not going to happen. You're always going to experience a little bit of turbulence. And, you know, I would rather be that guy, that star player that takes the shot, and maybe the goalie makes a great save, but at least you took the shot. And this, my friends, this whole conversation, this whole thought about this is not, you know, achieving your goals. You know, it's really more about making sure you give yourself the opportunity to go after what is meaningful to you. That's really what's important. Okay, so you're running out of runway, and you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? So, next, the journey. You know, in society today, we're all, you get hammered into you all the time, everywhere you go. Everybody's so caught up in, you know, the destination, the what's at the finish line. You know, even look at our sports, it's, you know, the Super Bowl, you know, the Stanley Cup, you know, the honor roll, the gold medal. And we many times dismiss what in life is the real treasure, and that is the journey. The journey getting there. That is where the real treasures lay. And that's why you can't cheat yourself out of an opportunity. If there's something you want to do, whether you achieve it or not is irrelevant. It's the fact that you took the shot. That's what really matters. And, you know, when I think about the 10-year plan, another thing that's intriguing, you know, in my position over the years, I've always overseen a lot of apprentices and young aspiring chefs and really of all ages aspiring chefs. And I can tell you sometimes, you know, we're so fixated on the, you know, the 10-year plan and what we're going to do. And I remember this one guy who used to always want to schedule meetings with me. And he always, and I always try to make myself available, as that was part of my role, nurturing talent and trying to give back what the industry and society has given me. It's part of the cycle, right? Well, I remember this guy would always, he'd come in and he'd be like, yeah, chef, you know, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And it was like every time he came in, he had like a whole new 10-year plan, right? All these things he was going to do. And, you know, one time he came in, and I noticed a lot of times he was very fickle kind of in his interest and certainly with seeing things to the end. I remember one time he came in, and he's like, yeah, chef, you know, I'm concerned about the next 10 years. And I looked at him, I told him, you know, I'm concerned about your last 10 years. I'm concerned about what you're doing today. What are you doing today? We're so looking at what's coming down the next 5 years, the finish line, that many times we don't embrace today. What about the next 10 minutes, the next 10 weeks, the next 10 seconds, the next minute of your life? What do you want to do? What do you want to say? But it's so imperative that you make sure that you live in today, and you're running out of runway, right? Okay, so the other thing is the reputation, right? So as I'm having these conversations with this gentleman, I remember, you know, many times there is an energy that people give off. You are charting your flight plan, whether you realize it or not, right? Every single day, and what you're doing and what you're saying, you may not realize it or not, but you're basically charting a course. And if you have goals and ambitions, things you want to achieve, whether you realize it or not, those manifest into your actions. You know, they say that, are you a product of your environment, or is your environment a product of you? Are you driving what you want to see happen? And, you know, with the reputation component, I know that it's so imperative that, you know, you really embrace these things. So the other thing is going to be the secret. A lot of times, you know, you look at people and they kind of wonder about, hey, how do you execute these things? How do I actually make a change in my life? You know, what is the secret? And I'm going to tell you what the secret is, right? It is something that is, you know, you're going to want to really kind of think about, and you're going to want to try to enter into your life. Are you ready? Here it is. You decide to do it. It's that simple. You decide to do it. Think about it. At one point, someone decided that we were going to put a man on the moon. Or someone decided at some point that we were going to sail to discover New America, right? I mean, just think if we've never did that. I always like to think of the movie Apollo 13 and the flight commander and the conviction he had about deciding that we were going to get those astronauts home. And what if someone else was in charge? That story may have turned out completely different, right? So you are putting an energy out every single day, whether you realize it or not. We live in a day and age where you can push a button and speak to the world. What do you want to say? And the energy that you're putting out will put you on a trajectory, whether you realize it or not. And it will put you on a course to achieve your goals or not. So the secret is definitely to decide to do it. You know, another thing is I think a lot of times I talk to people and they comment about, well, you know, Rich, I don't know if I can do that because I don't have, I'm not really, I don't have that talent. Or look at this guy, he's so smart. Listen, it's not that. You know, there are so many stories of so many star quarterbacks that are gifted with talent that end up not achieving anything because in their heart they haven't decided to commit to being great. And if you really want to do something, you know, you just have to make that commitment. And again, you're running out of runway. and you know, you're going to miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Now, the other thing is, you know, I kind of, in closing, wanted to kind of talk about, you know, Jerry Maguire. Now, I know after kind of talking today, you know, some of you are going to go home and say, honey, this crazy chef told me to go and quit my job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I would have went with Jerry, by the way. I was inspired by that. But what I am saying is that, you know, if you don't take the shot in life, you're guaranteed to miss it. And, you know, people are so caught up in the finish line. And many times, we don't take that leap of faith to go after our goals because we're afraid we're going to fail. And you know what? It's okay to fail. I could stand up here and talk about all the things that I've accomplished in life, but I would take just as much time to tell you the things that I failed at in life. But I look back, and the real treasure in that entire experience was not the finish line. It was the journey getting there. And the one thing you are sure to experience is that if you don't even take a shot, you will surely miss. And you know, the window of time, I want you to think about it. And today, whether it is planting a garden or getting a degree or starting a business, whatever is important to you, it's so important that you change the conditions and do something that's going to spark that initiative to enable you to at least have the chance at doing it. We all have very different things floating around in our minds about what's important to us. And, you know, I started off there with Jerry Maguire. And again, you know, I use that as an example because that's maybe the extreme. And listen, in some cases, it's okay. It may be the extreme. It may be that extreme of a shift that you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. But that's the flight part, right? You know, I think a lot of times we always think that the flight is going to be smooth sailing. You could probably talk to a million parents out there and say, when is the best time to have kids? When's the best time to do that? When's it easy? And they're going to tell you, if you're waiting for that day, it's not going to come. It's always going to be challenging. But the journey and the reward is something that is that you can't possibly explain. But I feel like so many times we stay grounded because it's secure and it's safe down here. And rather than taking off and getting the momentum to go after what's important to us, many times we kind of just wait until the weather's right, until the conditions are ideal enough for us to go out. And then I'm going to tell you, you know, you can't get into the water without getting wet. And listen, it's okay if the course doesn't go as planned. What's important is that you try to take flight. You today, you are the CEO of your life. You are the flight commander of your destination. You just have to determine where you want to go. And you may be running out of runway, but the one thing you can count on is if you really want to, you can prepare for takeoff. Thank you.